I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Big day at the federal courthouse here in our city. Prosecutors made their final case for executing convicted Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. It will be up to the 12 jurors to decide now whether Tsarnaev is sentenced to death or life in prison. The death penalty is not popular here in Massachusetts, and one reason for that is religion. The state has a large Roman Catholic population, and the church is against capital punishment. But this case brings up a complex set of reactions, even for people of faith. Here's more from The World's Matthew Bell.
3 days after the bombs went off near the marathon finish line, the late mayor of Boston, Thomas Menino, spoke at an interfaith memorial service for the victims, and of course he turned to scripture in his remarks.
It is written that hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins.
But maybe not this particular sin. 3 days after that service at the Cathedral of the Holy Cross, the Roman Catholic mayor told reporters that he was rethinking the issue of capital punishment because of what Johar Tsarnaev did.
I have never supported the death penalty in my career, and I will say on this one, I might think it's time that this individual serves his time with the death penalty.
You can be a faithful Catholic and believe in the death penalty.
Father Chip Hines from Walpole, Massachusetts, understands why this can be a tough issue. He's wrestled with it himself, especially after getting to know relatives of one of the bombing victims. But the Catholic Church, he says, is unequivocal. It's opposed to capital punishment, full stop.
I celebrated Crystal Campbell's funeral mass. Her family was completely devastated, as all the victims' families were. And I know that that was an effect of evil. But it doesn't, I don't think, and I think the church, right on up to the Pope, would say that just because evil was done doesn't mean that we need to participate in the evil of, you know, taking someone's life.
Nancy Taylor feels every bit the same way. She's been an outspoken opponent of the death penalty. She's also senior minister of Old South Church in Boston. But after several members of the congregation were injured in the marathon bombing, Taylor says she's stopped speaking publicly against capital punishment.
I am muting my voice, simply trying to pastor people through what is a very, very difficult time. This trial has brought everything up so vivid. People are reliving the horror of what they saw and smelled and felt, and reliving the horror of surgeries and second guessing on surgeries. And so my primary role is to be a pastor to them.
The parents of 8-year-old bombing victim Martin Richard, who are Roman Catholic, issued a statement last month that ran on the front page of the Boston Globe. It said they would prefer if the Department of Justice spared the life of the defendant by giving him life in prison without parole instead of a death sentence. Reverend Taylor says the survivors she's talked with come down on both sides of the issue, but she applauds the Richard family for taking a stand.
I think it's an extraordinary act of, in this case, spiritually evolved people who are able to say that. And I give them all credit for being willing, because they're going to get some heat on that. You know, some ugliness comes out of people when they did that. And I think it was an act of tremendous courage and kind of moral clarity.
Taylor says the debate that Christians are having about capital punishment leads to some tough questions about the nature of God, what it means to be a human being, about the nature of good and evil, mercy and justice. But these are important issues, she says. Of course, they predate Christianity. Rabbi Ron Friedman is from Temple Israel outside of Boston. In ancient Jewish tradition, he says capital punishment was permitted. However, Jewish scholars taught that destroying the life of one individual is the same as destroying a universe.
What they said was that any Jewish juristic body that would permit the execution of one person in a generation was deemed to be an excessively vengeful juridical body.
And for Rabbi Friedman, that means even the life of the marathon bomber should be spared.
I'm not concerned for the perpetrator, but I'm concerned with regard to the impact upon the rest of society. What does it make of us? Capital punishment here might satisfy an immediate impulse, but it doesn't restore any of those lives. It can't.
Like the Bible, the Quran includes the general principle of an eye for an eye and a life for a life. But Islamic law is still quite flexible. As with the American justice system, it would take mitigating factors into account, even in the case of murder. Imam Talal Eid heads up the Islamic Institute of Boston. He says he's not a fan of the death penalty, but looking at the Tsarnaev case from a Muslim perspective, he says, leads to one conclusion.
I cannot find any justification of what this person did. He just murdered innocent people, terrorized hundreds of people. If really the jury decided to go for capital punishment, I'm all for it.
The jury for the Tsarnaev trial was chosen with this question in mind. If anyone had expressed outright opposition to the death penalty, they would not have been picked. At this point, the defense team is looking for just one of the 12 jurors, for religious or any other reason, to reach the conclusion that their client's life should be spared. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.